Good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to be here to help contribute to this conversation we're having about public health nursing this afternoon. And I'm here to present the results of a small study, or a study that we've done related to factors associated with undergraduate student nurses' interest in public health nursing as a career. I have no financial conflicts to disclose. I want to acknowledge, first off, that this entire study was pretty much done by graduate students with me. My co-authors on the paper are current or former graduate students. One of them is here, Jennifer Kowalkowski, if she could stand up. So I've been able to use this project as a good learning experience for graduate students in research, and I think that's worth noting. I think we all do that quite a bit. I also want to acknowledge Jeff Enriquez, who's a statistician colleague of mine, and also the faculty of all the schools of nursing in Wisconsin that participated in this, and the student nurses that completed the survey. This project is part of the LEAP project, which is funded by the HRSA fund and by HRSA, and that information and number are there on the slide. So this study is in part motivated, I think, by the demographics, and you're all familiar with the demographics of the public health nursing workforce. And while there may be changes in the number or type of positions for nurses in public and community health in the coming years, I think we're going to be around for a while. We have been for a long time, and I think we'll still be around. And we're going to need to attract new nurses into public health nursing as a career choice. Now, prior studies on this topic have indicated that clinical placements do influence student career choices. McKenna and colleagues indicated that students who had positive experiences indicated more interest in that specialty area. And students who had field experiences, student field experiences do have the potential to change initial career intentions. So a student going into something expecting to want to work in the ER with a good experience could change their minds. Prior research has also shown that it's possible to increase the interest of students for working in public health through their field or clinical experiences. Moon and colleagues learned that they were able to increase interest among students in public health nursing as a career with interventions that included having an advisory group of experienced nurses help identify good opportunities for field experiences, outreach by faculty to public health nursing managers, and public health seminars for nurses and students together. So this kind of research and facts point to the importance, I think, of understanding the factors associated with student interest in public health nursing as a career and in ways to help encourage students to make that choice. So as I mentioned, this study is a part of the evaluation plan, actually, for the Linking Education and Practice for Excellence in Public Health Nursing project, and I'll refer to that as the LEAP project. There are a few handouts, brochures about the project in the back if you're interested. The purpose of this project is to strengthen the public health nursing workforce and improve the quality of public health nursing practice in Wisconsin. The audience for the project is undergraduate students, faculty they work with, graduate students, nurses practicing in public health departments, schools, and other population-focused community sites. So the project includes many, many, many activities. I can't believe how many activities it's been including. But the ones that are listed on the slide are those directly related to improving education for undergraduate nursing students. We have 6 statewide regional learning collaboratives. And these are made up of faculty, public health nurses, tribal health nurses, and students who engage in conversation and come up with ideas for projects that they want to work on together. These RLCs provide linkages to evidence-based practice on advancing public health nursing competency levels. They work on design, implementation, and evaluation of models for population-based clinical field experiences. They've done curricular mapping of didactic content to field experiences to the competencies. And there's really a wide variety of activities that are being done by the RLCs. LEAP also offers web-based CE courses for public health nurses who are serving as preceptors for student nurses. We have developed an online repository of student field experiences. We're totally revising that right now, so it's not currently open, but by the end of this month, there's a new revised and really quite exciting website for that repository that anyone across the country could contribute to. We also, I think, did something very important at the beginning, where we created a Wisconsin public health nursing model, practice model, and we created materials around that. And that same model is used by all 18 schools of nursing in the state, as well as our local health department partners in their orientation, in their work with their practicing nurses. So we're all playing with the same picture anyway. So I'd encourage you to go to the LEAP website for more information. Public health nursing, nursing education in general in Wisconsin is done through 18 baccalaureate schools of nursing, and I am focused on the baccalaureate schools because it's a requirement in Wisconsin to have a baccalaureate degree for PHN practice. But we also included in this project the AD to BSN completion programs. We have two online RN to BSN completion programs, so those are included here as well. And you can see where the schools are located on these dots, and you can see that they're located in really a few places. But if you look at where the field experiences are, you'll see that there are field experiences much more broadly spread across the state. So some of our students here have been having field experiences in local health departments, schools, early childhood, hospice, parish, jails, global health, home health, and the list goes on, I'm sure it is in your states as well. So the LEAP Project Student Nurse Survey was created and aimed to gather data to help us understand the level of interest in public health nursing as a career and to explore factors associated with greater interest in public health nursing careers. The study was conducted under an exemption from full review by our IRB at UW-Madison. Eligible students were undergraduates in nursing programs in the state of Wisconsin who had completed their community or public health coursework and field or clinical experiences. And all students from all 18 schools and the two online AD to BS programs were included. Recruitment into the survey was through faculty responsible for the community health clinical course. Faculty were asked early in the semester for a count of eligible students that semester. They were provided with an electronic flyer with information about the study and that had a link to the online survey. Faculty distributed those to eligible students towards the end of the semester. And the faculty were also given the option of a paper copy and return, and we did that for a couple of schools. They asked to do that. And we gave them a postage paid return envelope when we did that. The faculty were asked to present the survey as voluntary and not as a requirement for completion of the course. That was required by our IRB, of course. And this process we repeated for six semesters, starting in the fall of 2007 and ending in the spring of 2010. So the survey was three questions, very, very short. What school do you currently attend? Did you spend your time in any of the following types of organizations? And so there was a long list that they could check from, and they could check multiple options. And then the outcome question of what is your current level of interest in a future career in public health nursing? And that was on a 4-point scale, no interest to very strong interest. We had done environmental scans of all of our schools of nursing as part of the LEAP project, and so we were able to pull from that data program and practicum characteristics and then added that to this database. So we had, over that time period, we had 950 students complete the survey. That's a response rate of a little over 24%. There were some over 3,800 students who would have been eligible to take it. And the response rate ranged from a low of 14% in the first semester to a high of 37% in the fourth semester. And the response rate also varied quite a bit by school, from a low of about 5% to a high of about 51%. And it was actually highest in those schools that did the paper survey compared to the online survey. A lesson learned. Program characteristics. The majority of the schools of nursing and the students, well this is now the majority of the students came from schools that were characterized either as private schools or public schools. And you can see here that the majority of the respondents, 68%, were from private schools. The majority also were from the traditional programs versus the online programs, online completion programs. And the majority of the students actually came from our southeast region, and that makes sense because the southeast region of Wisconsin is where the bulk of the population is, and there are 8 schools of nursing in that region. In terms of the practicum characteristics, we were able to look at types of organizations and look specifically at where they said they were able, that they had their experience in a local health department. So the percent of students, respondents who had field experiences in local health departments was 38%. 60% reported that they had community health or public health experiences in more than one type of organization. The length of their experiences varied from 30 to 192 hours, with a mean of 133 hours. And you can also see that it ranged from 7 to 15 weeks with a mean of 11 weeks. So this is the fun slide. This is the answer. It illustrates the findings of the current level of interest in a future career in public health nursing. Just over 45% expressed either a moderate or strong interest in public health nursing in their career, and a small majority, 55%, reported no or slight interest in public health nursing. Counter to what we had hoped, the analysis for trend using ANOVA over the 6 semesters did not indicate any significant change in level of interest over this time. So this slide shows the types of field experiences that the respondents had, and you can see that about 43% had their field experiences in a schools, K-12 schools, and 38%, a little over 38%, had experiences in a local health department. And the next highest was early childhood. And actually, there was a large category that I didn't put on here, which was other. And actually, the majority of places noted in other were actually occupational health settings, which in retrospect, I should have listed out as a separate category. But you can see we do have a lot of our students who managed to get their public health, community health experiences either in schools or local health departments. Through our work with the LEAP project, we'd hope to actually increase the number of students with field experiences in local health departments. However, our analysis has indicated there has not been any change in the percent receiving field experience in local health departments over those 6 semesters. So we did some analysis looking for factors that were statistically associated with greater interest in public health nursing as a career. And this slide shows the three areas that we found some statistical significance. The students who reported that they were in these online oriented BS completion programs were more likely than students in the traditional programs to have a higher level of interest in public health nursing as a career. I think this makes a fair amount of sense in our state because we do require that BSN for public health nursing practice, and so it in fact would be one reason why someone would elect to do an AD to RN completion or AD to BS completion program. It's also perhaps public health is more is interesting to students who are a little bit older in their careers, and so those students may be reflected in the online RN to BSN completion programs also. Having had a local health department field experience was a significant predictor of higher level of interest in public health nursing. We tested this relationship with all of the other types of field experiences, and none of them had a significant relationship that included schools. So local health department was the only one that was associated with higher interest in public health nursing. So this makes sense with regard to the other studies that I indicated earlier about clinical experiences influencing career choices. However, I must point out that I don't know the direction. Were they interested in local health or in public health, and that's why they chose a local health department experience, or did they develop their interest in public health because they were in the local health department experience? I don't have that pre-post kind of design with the study, so I can't answer that question. The third item is regional location of the school. The level of interest was lowest in that southeast region compared to all other regions in the state. And that difference was statistically significant when comparing the southeast region to our northeast region and southern regions, but was not different statistically with the western region. And I think this is in part due to the fact that only 20% of students from the southeast region reported being in a local health department for their field experience, compared to 59% in the northeast, 55% in the southern region, and 60% from the western region. So those two things are tied in this analysis as well. Factors not associated with increasing level of interest in public health nursing are these. There was no trend by semester. There was no difference between students who said they were in a private school versus a public school, which I think is a good thing. The number of different types of field experiences, having just one type of field experience compared to two or more, didn't make any difference. And the length also did not make any difference. So, limitations of the study, as I've, there are obviously some limitations of this study. First of all, the response rate is pretty low response rate at 24%, but it still resulted in quite a high number of respondents. I think the likely reasons for the low response include timing at the end of the semester when students have a lot of other things on their plate. And recruitment was through faculty, so there might have been variation in how they did that or in the sort of degree of importance that was somehow communicated to students as an activity. All faculty were given the option of that paper mailback survey, and a small minority took the paper option, had higher response rates. We didn't do any reminders about the survey because we didn't think it made sense to remind people after the end of the semester because they were long gone by that point. The data are self-report, so some students may have underreported their clinical experiences, and that selection bias issue is a possibility, but I don't really know the direction of the selection bias. I don't know if students would have chosen to fill it out because they really hated public health, or if they would have chosen to fill it out because they really liked public health. I'm not sure which direction that would be. So finally, just some discussion. I think there's some things to learn here for practice, education, and research. I think practitioners, if you want to find interested graduates, take heart because they're out there. I think 45% is a pretty high percentage. And especially if you want to develop some relationships with your AD to BSN completion programs, that's a likely pool of students who would be interested in working in your agencies, or nurses who would be interested in working in your agencies. And it seems clear to me that giving student opportunities for experiences in your local health department certainly opens the door or helps nurture their interest in the field. For educators, I think the results indicate that it's a good idea to continue to work with local health departments in the education of nursing students. However, this study sort of indicated the number of different types of places you got students wasn't associated with greater interest in public health nursing, so maybe that wide variety isn't so necessary. There's always a debate over how long field experiences should be, but here they ranged from 7 to 15 weeks, and it didn't really make a difference in terms of greater level of interest, but again, this is one study. With regard to research, again, we need some pre-post design so that we would understand better the direction of that interest. Digging deeper into the actual quality and content of the local health department field experiences might also be beneficial in terms of research. And then really, I think we need to continue to look at barriers for local health departments in allowing them or helping them host students in their agencies. And doing that kind of research might be very helpful to try to increase the percentage of the time students get these very rich experiences in local health departments. So I want to thank you, and I'll welcome your comments and questions later, and there are also some references on this slide. So go to the website if you'd like more information as well. Thank you.